Hi, I'm Patrick Dangler. I am a member of the Internet Explorer team and have been working on SVG and Canvas and graphics. And I'm here today to talk about how to integrate these vector graphics technologies along with some new technologies we have in IE 10 and Windows 8 into your Metro style HTML application. So what I'm hoping to do is that even though these technologies came out in IE 9, it's interesting, about a year ago I was talking about these, there's been some conversations about when and where to use them, and even more technologies have come on board to enhance them further. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a quick review of these technologies, specifically Canvas and SVG, and then we'll talk about where and when you could use those in your Metro style HTML application or on the web. And so what we'll do is we'll start with the simple scenarios, and then we'll go as far as the extreme scenarios, just to give you a taste of where you could use them now in your practical applications and give you a kind of a view into the future about what you can do. Graphics on the web are everywhere. You've been using them in third-party tools, you've been using them on map sites, you've been using them for gaming, you've seen them everywhere. They're often third-party technologies. We're starting to see the standards emerge. We're starting to see standards be presented to users in forms that I'll talk about here shortly. So whether it's a simple image or a very interactive graphic, that's where we want to talk to you about using the appropriate technology. Last year I talked about a spectrum of Canvas to SVG and where things lie on it. And I found a lot of mixed scenarios in there. And so what I'm trying to find now is, okay, maybe it's not just one scenario for graphs. Maybe it's not just one scenario for gaming. That maybe there's this graphically rich web that spans this spectrum, and it's really maybe a spectrum we should stop thinking about. And, you know, just to hit that point one more time, when we think about SVG, when we think about Canvas, we've heard this conversation of use this one, it's better, or use that one, it's better. But in fact, there's a reason why we did both, and we did both in one version, because there are appropriate scenarios to use those. So quick review, what is Canvas? Canvas is a tag in HTML. It's a canvas. You can paint on it. You can tell it to paint shapes and spray pixels. Once you've done that, it forgets about it. It's about painting. I've pushed some pixels up, and now it's a bitmap. It is what they call immediate mode, or fire and forget. An example that I'm showing you here is an HTML page, which can be an HTML application, with a single canvas tag, and then I have a function that draws a blue rectangle by using these bits of code. It draws this yellow circle, and then it ends, and that's it. The application is not a part of the document any more than a canvas. And in fact, this is the entire API for the canvas. You know, there's some draw path, there's some transforms, there's some colors, and that's it. If you look at it from the SVG perspective, it's an HTML5 element as well, but the SVG is part of the document. The circles, the ellipses, the rectangles, the paths, they're maintained in memory. And they benefit from the ability to style them with CSS, whether it's using new and exciting new CSS I'm going to show you, or whether you're using simple classes to change colors, or even hover over effects. It's also, you can target individual elements for events. In Canvas, you can target the larger element. I've mouse overed the canvas. And then in SVG, I could say, well, I mouse overed that circle, or I mouse overed that line. The last bit is that a lot of tools will output SVG natively. Even Microsoft Visio, for example, you can just do a save as SVG and start using that in your application. This same example that we saw in Canvas, I've done in SVG. I've kind of added a little fun stuff to give you a little feel for what you can do. The SVG element is just in the HTML tag like the canvas was. But I've shown this rect and this circle, create that rect and circle. But I've chosen to do a class to do the fill on the rectangle. I've also added a couple of, you know, do events on the mouse, a click and the mouse over, that would tell me which shape I hit or clicked. So that gives you kind of an idea of how these technologies differ, I hope. In terms of SVG, this isn't the entire API. This is the relevant API, and in fact, it's more of the list of elements and attributes. The list of elements and attributes are the document model. There is a significantly deeper API to allow you to manipulate all those bits and even fractions of those bits, whether I want to change a segment in a path and a line. Well, let's talk about the first use case, which is maybe things you're doing today and actually how we would use mostly SVG to satisfy some of those scenarios, whether it's within a web page or a Metro-style HTML application. What I'm going to show you first is simply how I'd use it as an image, how I'd use SVG as an image, how I'd use SVG as a full document in an application, how we can use even some of the newer technologies to create logos that have been historically PNGs or maybe some animated GIFs out there. And because it's an image format, how I can use it in CSS. So demo time. I love the demos. And in fact, one of the things I like to do is after these talks, I often will push out significant amounts of code in an MSDN article that'll get you even further kickstarted. And I'll show you that at the end from the last one. So what this is methods for implementing SVG in a web page. The buttons, which will become a little more obvious why I've done this in a second, are simply embedded as an image. This Visio doc, actually, which was saved as a Visio, is embedded as an object, and that's kind of one of the methods. But this was simple, taking an initial sample from Visio, save as SVG, drop it in. And I could drop it in as a full document. I can drop it in as an image. I can drop it in as an iframe and add interactivity to it. So very cool. And then, hey, you know, SVG is all about scalability. I'm going to do a little pinch. I love the pinch. I'm into the screen. And we get that clarity that you won't get with a rasterized graphic. But the last bit here is at the top of the screen, something kind of exciting. If you notice, those letters have a gradient fill. They also have an odd outline and maybe even a raised kind of liquidy-like thing. And that's because this is the new filter effects that we have. And these filter effects apply to SVG. SVG has text, and in fact, in this case, that text is on a path. So this text becomes a part of search engines. It becomes part of a find on a page. I can highlight it. And because SVG is interactive through script, I can also manipulate the elements of those filters to perhaps give a turbulent feel to it. So that's kind of fun. I really like those types of visual effects. And to take it to a next level, here's a filter effect on a different, even cooler logo, where the user even interacts with creating a glow effect against a wood grain backboard. So if you remember, I said I'd talk about that other image and why I had it. The reason why I had it is you can see up here in the corner a CSS list of a circle, a star, a red star, a purple star, and a blue star. And those are in this list right here. And if you notice, what I have is I have a class or a style that notes that for the list image for these lists, use the buttons.svg. And the buttons.svg was that larger graphic. But I've told it to only use the red circle portion or the red star portion or the purple star portion. And that's a benefit of SVG. An example version of the SVG is above, where I'm pulling and identify that as the red star. I'm identifying this one as the blue star. So I can say, link into the SVG file, download it once, download an atlas, and reuse it. And one of the reasons why you'd want to reuse this stuff in terms of SVG in your list images, on your page, is that we are now looking at larger DPI, higher definition monitors. And so when you are doing, for example, I've done a nice little sports page here. I've done two different list images. One's basketball as a PNG, one's basketball as SVG. And you can see if I'm doing a pinch zoom or if I'm on a larger monitor, the PNG begins to rasterize. So that's one great effect that you can get from SVG in an existing application. So let's switch back to reviewing a couple of those items. We talked about the full document, whether that's from a CAD drawing, that cool car, out of Visio, images, lots of images out there on the web and public domain that you can use in the SVG format. These cool logos, I could put that text on the path, I can move it around, I can add the filter effects, I can animate the filter effects, very cool stuff. Also, as the CSS images, whether you're using it as an atlas, and I can use that one image and start using it in any way that I want, or crop, or I just get the benefit from the scalability of the graphic. All those are great use cases for SVG. Then we got to start thinking about visualizing data. And visualizing data is all over the web and will be a part of a lot of Metro-style HTML applications. You think of charts, you think of pie charts, you think of the Excel-like charts where you're kind of displaying data, maybe even the user's manipulating data. Graphs with bars or lines and things like this. Maps when it comes to election time, or maybe navigating a globe to figure out what's going on. Or your popular, you know, your favorite driving direction. We use paths to draw those driving directions. And even animations within them to draw the user's cue, to cue the user to go to a specific spot on the screen. So again here, I'm going to bring SVG up first, mostly because of the interactive ability of it. I'm going to move fast here, but as you can see, I have a mouse listener on there to figure out where I am. I can drag and zoom in on a particular graph. And as we mentioned before, because it's all stylable, I can switch the class out and get a completely different view on that graph, which allows me to push it into any page, style it with external third-party partners I might have. And then you can also just simply add some nice animation effects. Again, I get these hoverovers. I can see the data I may have plumbed in. That data may be streamed from a server in XML format. Lots of opportunities for SVG because of the declarative nature of it. However, there are scenarios where I might not want to use SVG. There's just too many objects to put on the screen. And you know, you can think of your standard scatter plot, your XYs. Why in the world would I add thousands of objects to my document when I can just spray and draw them? So you've got to kind of be mindful of where you want to use these things, even in graphs, where you would typically think you would want that retained model. I showed this map in my last year, but I found a version that showed me all of the county territories around the United States, and I thought I'd just do a quick review and then add to it a bit. And the purpose I'm adding to it, we'll talk about in a second. The quick review is you can see I have this style here on mouse over, and I simply say anytime you hit a path, you hover over that path, turn it to yellow, giving the user some indication that they're there. So as I turn it over there that county turns yellow. I've also written some code on mouse over to go ahead and split out what that path data looks like live and what it would look like in Canvas. And as you can see, I can draw that in Canvas. I can do all that function code in Canvas. But if I wanted to make a change or if I got a different graphic in, I'd have to go and edit a lot of different code. So it doesn't lend itself well, especially since I was able to get this graph pretty easily from the public domain. But when you think about, well, that's a nice part of the model in terms of a user hovering. But what if I wanted to add some animated effects? So I want to add maybe a weather map. Well, you know what? That's where you can layer Canvas over the top of the SVG and still preserve the SVG hoverover effects or any other kind of user interaction. Now, I wish my clouds and my rain were dancing more because it's a great use case for Canvas. But you can imagine maybe particle effects or, you know, winding storms. So that was a great walkthrough interactivity. I think we see it almost every day. If you visit any web page to talk about financial markets, or maybe we're looking at population because we're doing some educational studies, the ability to style, the ability to add user interaction, that's a key scenario for SVG. And it's easy to drop into your web page or your application by just adding that angle bracket SVG tag. We also talked about just the animation effects, or in fact, when's the right time to choose to use Canvas? Or when's the right time to choose both? You know, here I've got that hover over, that declarative map, the data may be pushed in through XML in terms of who's doing or what I want to show, or that data could be coming in pretty complicated and I want to draw more complicated particle effects and much more quickly. So now I want to go into, let's stretch the limits. Let's stretch the imagination a little bit. So now I'm going to show some of the fun use cases that we've seen actually on our Beauty of the website. This is ability to kind of visualize some sound on a canvas. And you can see it's just painting the music, which I love. It's painting the music. I don't care much about interacting with it after the fact. It's just there and it's visually appealing. And then Yet another partner had helped us build this sort of, I want to make my own beats, my own beatbox. And in this case, they used SVG because it's a great scenario for being able to have the user interaction on that dial. So this is a case, in fact, there's canvas on the right when the beats start playing. And then I use the dial to turn the volume up and down, and it's integrating the two technologies, a very smart version of those integrations. But when you're talking about speed, and we like to talk about speed, and I don't want to think about where the object is on the screen anymore, I don't care to manipulate it after the fact, I'm maintaining my objects in a class and I'm running them around, the user interaction is very simple. We can get an effect like this, where one of our winners of a contest we had was able to build a game where you're kind of drawing this item around and you're trying to get points by hitting things, and it changes the music. It's very exciting. It's very canvassy. It's got this, if you've ever done OpenGL, if you've ever done DirectX programming, you have this draw thump, this draw pulse, and you draw everything from your classes. That's a canvas scenario. One of the items I've been working on is thinking of, well, now that we have CSS animations and we have CSS 3D transforms, what can I do with canvas? Well, in this scenario, what I've done is I've got a couple of canvases on a div. I've used SVG to create an animated PNG sprite, and I sit there and I create these different characters and I make them dance. And so this is a little arbitrarily weird because I'm still experimenting with it, but you can imagine I'm trying to make this house of mirrors where it's declaratively walking through this house of mirrors and you see yourself as tall or short. It's a lot of fun. And then the last one that I wanted to just kind of take a peek at gives you an insight of how you can actually combine many of these technologies. I'm going to pull them all together. So what this has is it's an HTML page. It's an HTML page. It has a little bit of an HTML image. In the center here, we have SVG. That text there is filtered. It's got a slight filter on it. What we're going to do is we're going to actually crack the safe by using a sort of a carving, and then we're going to animate a filter on it, which creates a flaming effect. And this is usually done with a canvas, because it's a well-composed SVG filter, you'll see that it creates the flaming effect. Then the wall is going to fall in, using CSS animations in a 3D format, bounce, and create an explosion effect. The explosion effect is a sprite that I did with a particle effect creator, and then the flames burn on and the music goes on. So, quick review. Easy to create rich experiences in your applications, on your web page, using standards-based technologies. We have in IE10 on Windows 8 today, we have the SVG, we have Canvas as we had before, we've introduced filters, we have CSS transitions, CSS animations, and if you put them all together, you really can stretch your mind and get some great effects. We began with those simple web and application static graphic scenarios. We moved to visualization of data where you can use either SVG or Canvas. And we finalized with some futuristic stuff that maybe you could use to stretch your imagination and come up with something cool. There are several related sessions I've listed here. I recommend you see the Building Beautiful Interactive Apps with HTML and CSS. I think that's where you get exposed to all the new graphics features. But it doesn't hurt, obviously, to see a bunch of these other app sessions today. I'll leave in a final note. As I started at the beginning, I usually will produce an MSDN documentation to share all this code with you and do the walkthrough, and I will get that up. And if you search on the HTML, Introducing HTML Graphics, SVG, and Canvas, I'll continue to add to that documentation. Feel free to contact me directly. Put build in the subject line so I can track where the information is coming from. Appreciate your time. Thank you.